I've admired Bonnie Frumkin Morales of Portland's Kachiga for years. And not just because her food is super delicious, but also because she's one of the few chefs in the country highlighting what she thinks of as the matrilineal cuisine of Russia. Hey, chef, it's great to have you.
Hi, Francis. Thank you so much for having me.
Can you actually first start by telling us where the name Kachiga comes from?
Yeah, I would love to. Kachiga is just a really important word for me personally. My father, when I was a kid, would tell me all these stories about our family. And for some background, my family immigrated from Minsk in Belarus in 1980. And so he would always tell me stories about growing up and about his mother, my grandmother, who I never got a chance to meet. And one of those stories was during World War II when she was in a ghetto in Belarus, and she escaped in the middle of the night before her whole family was exterminated. And she left with a 3-month-old baby in her arms in one of the coldest winters on record in October. And just traveled through the woods towards Russia, sort of away from the front. And along the way, there were so many harrowing experiences. But the one that I remember from as a kid was about her encountering a town warden, a starosta is what they're called. She was in town for provisions, and this guy was like, you're a Jew, you're not. Her story was that she was a Ukrainian peasant who, you know, was traveling to see her in-laws in Russia, and he's like, you're not Ukrainian, you're a Jew. And she, you know, asserted, no, that I am. And he's like, well, if you're Ukrainian, then how do you say duck in Ukrainian? In Russian, it's utka. And she obviously does not know Ukrainian. She knows Yiddish and Russian, maybe a little Belarusian. And she just crossed her fingers and hoped that it was the same. I mean, there's some overlap in all those languages. And so she said Kachka. And it turns out it actually is the same in Ukrainian, Belarusian, Yiddish. And I've also learned Polish. He let her go. And so that story of all the others sort of stuck with me forever. And when we were thinking about opening the restaurant, this word just kept coming back to me.
Yeah. And you never met her, right? But do you cook any of the food that was passed down from her?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it involves a lot of conversations between my parents, and like a lot of the times, because, you know, cooking tends to go to the mother in the family. It's my dad's mom. So like often he'll end up calling up my aunt because she knows more about it, because, you know, the woman passes it on to the daughter. And so he'll get her involved and he'll get her recollections. And so it's really cool because we end up sort of learning together about things that maybe otherwise none of them would have recollected or thought, because as immigrants, I feel like you're always like trying to assimilate and not remember what you cooked back in the old country. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you describe the food you cook as a chef now as primarily food that's passed from mother to daughter, as you just said. And
right.
Like, is the food you're cooking literally food that you remember your mother cooking for you? Or did you learn from her? Do you ask her how to cook the dishes in the restaurant?
Yeah. I mean, you know, my mother, as a kid, it wasn't one of those situations where, like, I was, you know, on a chair next to her cooking. She's, like, I love you, Mom, but she's such a neat freak. And so, you know, even like me running through the kitchen with my hair down, I would get yelled at, be like, get your hair back, get out of the kitchen. But as an adult, and I got into food through other people, when I wanted to sort of go back to my roots, she's the first person I went to.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny, though, because I was talking to another chef once who's known for being super creative and innovative and makes, you know, dishes no one's ever seen before. And he was talking to me about this thing he called the pancake problem. Well, what's a pancake problem? He's like, well, I can make my food, and like, if you like it, great. If you don't like it, fine. But I don't ever suffer from the pancake problem, which is, it doesn't matter how great a chef I am. If my pancakes don't taste just like your mom's pancakes, my pancakes are terrible.
Yeah.
I thought that was so funny. It's like, I'm like, is that why you actually make food no one's ever seen before? It's like, yeah, because no one can ever come and say, like, this doesn't taste like how it's supposed to taste.
Oh my God, I love that.
Right? But do you have customers who come and eat the food because this is, they think of this as being quote unquote traditional food, or this is the food that your mom cooks. So if it doesn't taste like my mom's food, then it's wrong. Like, do you get that? Do you hear that?
Oh my God, all the time. You know, it's so interesting because Russia. So, okay, let's just get a little history out of the way. Like, the Soviet Union is massive. It was like 1/6 of the world landmass. And I say Russia, I actually mean the Soviet Union, because that's when my parents immigrated. Mm. It was the Soviet Union. And clearly somebody from a town outside of Minsk who makes golubtsy, which are cabbage rolls, their version is obviously going to be different than somebody who's in, you know, maybe Kazan, central Russia. But they both make cabbage rolls, right? And so, yeah, people come in wanting a taste of their youth or their history, and they have something. They'll order a golubtsy. I brought that up specifically because that's the one. You know, I make cabbage rolls exactly like my mother does, except, you know, these days she's trying to eat lean, so she has like chicken and turkey in hers, and I use a mixture of lamb and beef and pork. But other than that, they are literally the same. I have not changed a thing about them. And that's the one that we most often get from Russians or people from the former Soviet Union. And they'll be like, this is not golubtsy. I don't know what this is. And I'm like, well, I mean, I literally just like this just gave you what my mother made and her mother made. But OK. But at the same time, we will literally have people in tears over them, which shows that for some people, there's that connection. And so when we make those connections, that's like what I live for. I mean, I had no idea that you could do that in a restaurant, and that sort of reaction has become something that's like a driving force for me, because if I can just bring back the memory of a lost grandmother for just 2-3 people in the whole existence of Kachka, then I feel like what better reason is there to exist as a restaurant?
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Chef.
Oh my God, of course.
Bonnie Frumkin-Morales is the author of Kachka, A Return to Russian Cooking. You can find her recipe for her mother's 3-layer condensed milk cake at splendidtable.org.